with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. A study on the impact of tariffs on auto imports expected this month is likely to be delayed. Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Schlesinger says the urgency seems to have disappeared.
The Trump administration right now seems to be more focused on negotiating trade solutions than imposing fresh penalties.
We'll have more details on the status of negotiations, but first, here are some top stories. There were big developments late Tuesday in two major cases we've been covering. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts, including 2 violations of campaign finance laws, as part of an agreement with prosecutors. The agreement does not require his cooperation in other cases. And separately, a jury in Virginia has found President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, guilty on 8 counts of fraud, including all 5 counts of tax fraud. The judge has declared a mistrial on 10 remaining counts, which include foreign bank account charges and additional bank fraud counts. For the very latest on these stories, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Microsoft has removed 6 internet domains registered by a Russian hacking group. The company says they tried to mimic legitimate websites, but said there was no evidence any of the domains were used in successful cyber attacks before they were removed. Microsoft's research shows the hackers were looking to target the U.S. Senate and conservative groups ahead of the midterm elections in November. Meanwhile, states are working to implement changes to election equipment, like replacing paperless voting machines and improving cybersecurity. But The Wall Street Journal's Alexa Corse says the biggest impact will be after the midterm elections.
Even as states are trying to prioritize election security and upgrading their systems, this is a really lengthy, complicated process. And, you know, they're kind of facing this pressure to get a lot done before the November midterms. But the reality is that some of the biggest upgrades are going to take longer than that.
Congress allocated $380 million to states in March to upgrade election security. The U.S. Treasury Department has slapped sanctions on Russian shipping firms accused of helping North Korea evade bans from the United Nations on oil trade. The sanctions impact the firm's ability to access U.S. markets and finance activities abroad. Retailers Kohl's and TJ Maxx reported strong earnings results in the second quarter. Kohl's said it saw recovery in apparel sales, especially women's clothing. And TJ Maxx's parent company said their stores are drawing new and younger shoppers. J.M. Smucker, on the other hand, cut its outlook for the year as it prepares to close on the sale of its baking business, Pillsbury, at the end of the month. The company saw weaker sales of older products like Folgers coffee and Jif peanut butter in the second quarter. Still ahead, the latest details on the status of proposed tariffs on auto imports. A Trump administration study on whether to impose tariffs on auto imports may not be finished this month after all. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross now says it's not clear if the report will be out this month, as negotiations continue with the European Commission, Mexico, and Canada. Joining us now via Skype with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Schlesinger. Jacob, Ross had initially said back in July that the report would be released sometime in August. What did he say in his interview with the Wall Street Journal?
So a couple of things have changed in the last month since he had originally said they would complete their study in August. Mainly, there is a newfound optimism over the prospects of negotiating with 2 of the main auto exporting regions, Europe and in North America, particularly with Mexico and Canada.
What do we know about the status of negotiations with the U.S. and leaders from Europe and Canada and Mexico at this point?
So in terms of Europe, President Trump met in late July with Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the European Commission. And at that time, they agreed that they would hold negotiations to try and reduce tariffs between the 2 countries, tariffs and subsidies. And also, as long as those negotiations were going on and what the U.S. considered to be good faith, that they would hold off imposing auto tariffs. There's no deadline for reaching any agreement. They did have a meeting in Washington on Monday. They're looking forward to more meetings. There's not a lot of details about what the talks are, but just the fact that they're talking is enough to buy Europe at least time in terms of holding off auto tariffs. In terms of NAFTA, those talks are ongoing right now. They're taking place in Washington again this week. The hope is, both sides have said that they hope they could reach possibly an agreement between at least the U.S. and Mexico sometime as soon as this week, or certainly also by the end of August.
And just to go back a bit, the Trump administration is also using a somewhat controversial rationale for possibly imposing these tariffs. That is, that this could be deemed a threat to national security. And that's a rationale that international leaders haven't been too happy about.
Right. So what they're using or talking about using in the auto industry is the same tool that they used to impose steel and aluminum tariffs earlier this year. It's basically digging up a 1962 trade law that does allow a president to use wide discretion to declare that an import is a threat to national security and therefore to impose measures to reduce those imports. It's a law that has been very rarely used. It hasn't been used since the early 1980s, and it has never been used as broadly as the Trump administration is looking at it.
And what about U.S. automakers? They aren't exactly in favor of these tariffs either. What are their concerns?
Right. So it's an interesting contrast between the steel makers who did support the tariffs and the automakers who are not asking for this protection that the Trump administration is looking at. I think the difference is that these automakers, their production processes are much more integrated, particularly with Mexico and Canada. Since NAFTA took effect, the North American Free Trade Agreement in the early 1990s, U.S. manufacturers, particularly in the auto industry, have developed a very integrated regional supply chain. And so any attempt to impose tariffs on any kind of automotive vehicles or parts from Mexico and Canada would be a big disruption for the production processes that have been set up by the U.S.-based Big Three.
And Jacob, as of now, there is no new timetable for releasing this report. Is that correct?
Yes. So what Secretary Ross said in the interview was he reiterated that the statutory deadline for releasing the report actually gives him 270 days from the initiation, which was in May. So in other words, he doesn't have to release a report until February. You know, whether he takes that long, it's unclear. A lot of this is at the discretion of President Trump to ask for the report and put it on the timetable he wants. But for now, whatever seemed to be the urgency in May seems to have dissipated.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Jacob Schlesinger joining us via Skype. Thank you so much, Jacob.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.